heck is that at 5 o'clock in the morning? They'll wake up the whole house. Niles! Oh, good, you heard me.
Van Gogh heard you. He's dead and missing an ear.
Well, that's attractive.
Oh, it's a bite plate. I grind my teeth.
You know, my cousin Eileen ground her teeth down to the gums. She doesn't smile much anymore, but my cousin Bob has never been happier. What?
You sleep in your makeup?
Honey, do you see a ring on this finger? What if there was a fire? Do I need some gorgeous fireman climbing over me to save the 16-year-old heiress? Ma, what are you doing here so early?
This is how you sleep? Where were your earrings? Good girl. Oh, hello, Niles.
Morning.
Do I smell banana fritters with fresh fruit compote?
No.
Could I? So, as long as I'm here, how did the date with the doctor go?
The date was canceled.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to get used to that when you're the surgeon's wife.
He's a tree surgeon, Ma.
Meanwhile, you can still make reservations under Dr. and Mrs.
Ma, I canceled the date.
Darling, you think I'm gonna hit you? You decided not to see a doctor? What are you, sick?
The kids needed me.
Fran, you're obsessed with these people. When are you gonna get a life of your own?
You know, Ma, I wanted to surprise you, but I did meet someone. He's a very successful investment banker worth zillions.
Ah!
Oh, the only thing is, I had to sign a prenup. Oh. You see, Ma, I could kill you if I want. Now lay off.
Fine. Live alone. Have no one to talk to across the dining table. No one to make love with. Believe me, darling, I know what that's like.
Ma, you have Daddy.
Where am I losing you?
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Glenn, we couldn't possibly open our new show without you. Look what you did for Sunset Boulevard. Sure, I'll hold. You missed a spot.
Where?
There. Oh, nothing. Just playing with the domestic's head. Maxwell, your coffee's ready.
I'm never gonna pass this test. I might as well just go to a locksmith college.
Hey, you're gonna do great, honey. Just go out there and bring me home an A.
Fran, you're supposed to tell him to do his best, or you'll make him feel undue pressure and he'll develop performance anxiety.
I have a history of that with men. B, you know what? Pass or fail, what difference does it make, really? The important thing is, in 4 years, you get your trust fund. Have a good day at school.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Oh, peace at last. Finally, I can do something for myself. Niles, would you pour me a cup of coffee and give me the paper?
It's fine. It's right there.
Oh. Why do they show pictures with wedding announcements? Who cares what someone looks like if they're not available? Divorce announcements. That's where I want to see a picture. Thank you.
Thanks. Fran, I'm desperate.
Well, join the club. We meet once a year at the Coliseum.
Here I am. I'm 33 years old.
How old did you say? I thought you two were in the same class.
Well, I skipped a few grades. I was very brilliant. She got left back.
I can't stand living at home anymore. My parents treat me like a child.
Well, you can't afford rent on your allowance.
Maybe if I got a roommate.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Oh, no, no, no.
Come on, Fran. I found this great place just crawling with single guys. You could still work here during the day and, you know, maybe have a life.
Have you been talking to my mother?
It's bad enough I have to talk to my mother. Now you think I spend my spare time talking to yours?
Well, maybe you're right. I'm never gonna meet a rich, eligible bachelor around this place.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, what am I talking about? I have a life. I got a date with a podiatrist.
Ooh, a foot doctor?
Mm-hmm.
You better go do your toes. Oh, unless, of course, you don't have personal time.
Oh, Val, this is only my first date. What am I, a tramp? These little piggies don't have to go to his market so fast. Is that a bunion poking through your shoe, or are you just happy to see me? Maybe I shouldn't open with that.
Hey, Fran.
Brighton, you're not 5 years old anymore. Why don't you knock?
Because I'm not 5 years old anymore.
At least Niles pretends to vacuum.
So, we've got a date tonight.
Yes, we do.
Where's he taking you? What's he do for a living?
Ma, go out of here. You have more privacy on a kibbutz.
Fran, when are you going to help me with my dinosaur project?
Oh, honey, honey, I promise I'll do it tomorrow. Gracie, that whining is so annoying. Where did you pick that up?
Fran, help! My hair's caught in my blow dryer!
Oh, I should have stopped after one. I've never played footsie with a pro before.
Relax. It's not like we're two kids out on the porch and your dad's flicking the lights.
Yeah.
Fran, I'm 24 years old.
Well, not till July.
He shouldn't be doing this to you.
I know. Daddy!
Maybe I should go.
Oh,
I'll call you.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, good. You're back. Brighton insists you tuck him in. We'll discuss that later. Margaret is sobbing in front of a mirror, my bangs, and I have a dinosaur permaglued to my hand. What?
What? Didn't you see what just happened? I was in the middle of a date, and you interrupted me.
Calm down, Miss Fine. It happens so infrequently.
No! You are always cutting into my personal time.
No, I meant you having a date.
Meanwhile, I'm not the one sitting home on a Saturday night with his hand glued to his brontosaurus.
Just tell me how to get it off.
Try blowing in his ear. All right, there's a special trick. Put your other hand over your mouth. You know, I'm telling you, Mr. Sheffield, between you and the kids, I don't have a life of my own. Maybe I should have told Val I'd move into that apartment with her.
Come on, Miss Fine. You live upstairs and you're late for work.
Well, excuse me, but I like to look presentable. I'm not the type to come down to breakfast looking like a schlub in a big bathrobe and fuzzy slipper. Look, the point is, we're getting off the subject here. The thing is, you don't have to get so defensive with me just because I said that I might need some space. I know you'd miss me.
Yes. Well, let's see. What would I miss most? Hmm? Sitting on your daisy razor every time I step into the jacuzzi tub? Or having to readjust my treadmill every morning after you've set it to schlep?
You know, you're no prize to live with either, mister. I got a newsflash for you. That accent of yours, very annoying. And why, every time you leave the room, do you have to mention cereals?
What the bloody hell are you talking about now?
Cheerios, Cheerios.
Well, I'll have you know you have some pretty annoying little habits of your own.
Well, I'm waiting. Give me your best shot.
All right, fine. Get your own place. You'll come crawling back.
Only after you beg me, because you won't even last a week without me.
What, you think I'm incapable of putting three children to sleep?
No, not at all. Just plop them in the front row of your new show.
All right, that's it. Don't walk it out. I want to be seeing you from the rear.
Oh, that's too late for flattery now, mister. Guess you're the landlord?
Oh, no, you flatter me. I share the landlording responsibilities with my significant other, Leonard. Why, we've been together now for, 17 years. 17 years, and still no children. But we keep trying.
The place is just crawling with single men. Perhaps somebody should have thought twice before renting an apartment across the street from the Judy Holiday Inn.
Excuse me, ladies. I must bid you adieu, because tonight is our 17th anniversary, and Leonard is very busy preparing a beef bourguignon. 17 is meat.
All right, calm down. There's got to be at least a couple of guys here who will be interested in us.
Oh,
late for work.
What are we doing up at the crack of dawn?
I don't think it's dawn's crack we're looking at.
Well, there you go. It's 8:03. She's late.
The tramp. She probably woke up in some gigolo's apartment.
What luck. She can probably return your toiletries.
Independent woman, Niles. Thanks for the casserole. The whites are in the wash, the dogs are in the sink.
So who's the bigger nut? The woman who takes two buses and a subway in a bathrobe and fuzzy slippers, or the man who pays her to raise his children?
Danny Fine, it must be great to have your own place and not be just a brunette Cato Kaelin.
Like he's a natural blonde.
Poor people not to know that.
Fran, I'm so jealous. So, are there any cute guys in your new building?
Oh, are you kidding? They're coming out of the closet.
So, tell me, how was your first night without me?
Well, actually, Miss Fine, the evening went off without a hitch. Yes, we did our homework, we tidied our rooms, we roughhoused.
And then Mr. Sheffield came home from the club.
Niles, maybe you should close the window before your Christmas bonus flies out.
Ooh, I'm going to be late. Dad, I need that $50 for those books in school today.
Well, right, yes. Here you go, son. Great. Have a good day at school.
Dad, I need some lunch money.
Oh, right. There you are, sweetheart.
Thanks.
So, you see, Miss Fine, I can manage perfectly well without you.
Uh-huh. You do know it's Saturday. Oh, live and let live.
Isn't this great? It's Saturday night, and we're living in a building filled with guys.
All gay.
I could change them.
Val, did I forget to thank you for picking a building walking distance from Grandma Yetta's home?
Family time. We should talk about family things.
Okay. When you go, have you already decided who gets what, or can we go around and put little stickers on stuff?
All right, you may be excused.
Thank you.
Niles, old man, pull up a chair and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you, sir.
There you go.
May I have some cream, sir?
Yeah, of course, old man. Say when?
When? I'll take a little sugar. Oh, two lumps. And I've got such a yen for those Pepperidge Farm Mint Milano...
Don't push it, Miles.
Yes, sir.
You know, Niles, it really is rather peaceful without having Miss Fine flapping about. You see, this is what a real nanny is supposed to do. Take care of the children, then go home.
How do you propose we get her back?
I don't know any ideas.
Well, I'm on my way home. Unless, of course, there's something you need me for that you can't admit to.
No. Unless there's some reason you want to stay that you can't fess up to.
Ha! Fat chance. Oh. doing here?
I came to talk to him.
I beg your pardon?
How can you sleep at night knowing my daughter is living in that dump? Traveling back and forth at all hours of the night.
Ma, you can't talk to my boss like that.
And you, pack your bags. You're moving back in.
No, I'm a grown woman. I'm not afraid of you.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
Sylvia, it appears your daughter has made her decision and is simply not your place. I'll send the limo for her things.
Ma, this is the most embarrassing thing you have ever... Oh, good, he's gone. Ma, you were fabulous. I owe you.
All I ask in return is a cup of coffee, a few snap wells, and maybe a grandchild.
Well, let's start with the cup of coffee. That I can make by myself.
Sylvia, you were something. Here, as promised, two tickets to Showboat for you and Morty.
Oh, I guess we'll eat at home first.
And dinner for two at Sardi's.
Oh, if you insist.
So, I take it you're moving back in.
Well, you know, for Ma's sake.
Well, she only has your interests at heart.
How much did it cost you?
Showboat tickets, you?
Grandchildren.
Look, I intended this as an apartment warming present, but, welcome home.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, that is so sweet. Judy Garland.